To quote Miyamoto, "Do not, under any circumstances, depend on a partial feeling." According to Miyamoto, half-hearted effort, relying on partial feelings, is a recipe for failure that can result in mistakes and missed opportunities. According to him, true focus means not only fully committing oneself to a task, but also completely avoiding any sense of partiality or distraction. Anything less than full concentration and dedication is a waste of time and energy, ultimately leading to failure in achieving our goals. Miyamoto Musashi's philosophy revolves around the principle of Zanshin, which translates to remaining mind. Zanshin is a concept in Japanese martial arts that refers to a state of relaxed awareness or mindfulness. It involves remaining attentive and focused even after a technique or action has been executed and being prepared to respond to any subsequent attack or opportunity. Musashi's application of Zanshin can be seen in his approach to swordsmanship. He emphasized the importance of remaining calm and focused even in the midst of battle and being able to quickly and effectively respond to any situation, believing that a swordsman should always be prepared for any possible outcome and that they should never let their guard down. Beyond the realm of martial arts, Musashi saw Zanshin as a key element of success in all aspects of life. He believed that in order to achieve one's goals, it was essential to remain alert, focused, and prepared to adapt to any situation that might arise. Let's say you're a teacher responsible for teaching a group of high school students. To apply the principles of Zanshin to your work, you might 1. Stay focused. By maintaining a clear and focused lesson plan, you can keep your students engaged and on track. You might also make an effort to be fully present in the classroom, avoiding distractions like your phone or email. 2. Be prepared. To anticipate potential challenges or questions, you might review your lesson plans ahead of time, prepare supplemental materials or resources, and be ready to adjust your plans if necessary based on your students' needs. 3. Stay calm under pressure. In high-pressure situations, such as when a student's struggling or a lesson isn't going as planned, you can remain calm and focused by taking a deep breath and assessing the situation. You might also take a moment to step back and reflect on the bigger picture, reminding yourself of your ultimate goals as a teacher. 4. Continuously improve. As the school year progresses, you might seek out opportunities to learn and grow as a teacher, such as attending professional development workshops or collaborating with other educators. You might also reflect on your teaching practices, identifying areas for improvement and experimenting with new approaches to better serve your students. By applying the principles of Zanshin to your teaching practice, you can create a more effective and engaging learning environment for your students while also developing your own skills and expertise as an educator. In conclusion, Musashi believed that focus was about avoiding partial feeling and engaging in activities with complete concentration and commitment. He believed that this kind of total focus and commitment was essential to achieving mastery in any area of life.